love and light. Peace and blessings. Thanks for tuning in with Goddess Idea and Dom. So your partner found religion and will only continue, shut up, having sex if you both repent afterwards. What do you do? Agree to it? Break up? Did you hear the question?
No.
Your partner found religion and will only continue having sex if you both repent afterwards.
What?
So your partner found religion and they will only have sex with you. They will only continue having sex with you if you both repent after you don't have sex. What do you do? Agree to it? Break up? Side out your partner but give it a try? Or recommend celibacy? How you say that? Yeah, instead. So would you continue having sex, but you gotta repent? Would you agree to that one? Okay, so would you break up with the person?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I consider that too. Yeah, that's too petty. That's too much repenting. Why am I gonna keep repenting if I'm gonna keep on doing it?
You know you did wrong, still gonna say sorry, but you're not sorry for the
sex. Right. No, I'm not gonna be with nobody. If you're in religion, and then every time we have sex. Right, exactly, if you feel that way. So who would you believe your partner was almost certainly having sex with if they were close to them? Their opposite sex bestie, their attractive opposite sex personal trainer, their fifth cousin that just like a sibling, and their attractive opposite sex tutor. I believe you would have sex with any one of them. All right, let me pick one for you. I would say the opposite sex bestie. If it had to be, you would have sex with your best bestie. If you had a female bestie, you would have sex with her versus a personal trainer or a fifth cousin. Or attractive. I had to pick one.
Why would you think that one?
Because I think that one, your bestie would be more closest to you. Okay. And y'all communicating probably more than other people. Yeah. So you're building. No?
This ain't good night for us. What I
don't worry about me having a lighter. So what? I got one in my bag. What would most people find weird that you'll be open to trying?
What?
What will most people find weird that you'll be open to trying? Letting someone watch me have sex?
Wait, what?
What will most people find weird that you are trying? So I'm gonna read the four things that people. Letting someone watch me have sex. Experimenting sexually with the same sex. Yeah. Sex with food objects. Or attending a joint counseling session with your spouse and parents. I think it would be weird having sex with the same person, same sex.
That's gay.
Right. Or lesbian for mine.
No,
yeah.
That's
the fucking gay. Yes. Where would you absolutely. Okay, this is a good one. Yeah, that is. That would be weird for me. Where would you absolutely, under no circumstances, have sex? Okay, the children playground. See how you talk to me, y'all? Can I squeeze his fucking feet?
Are you recording?
Yeah, I'm fucking recording.
Where are you recording?
Yeah.
Are you recording?
On my anchor.
Dang, okay. Right over there.
No, I'm sorry because it's funny. Where would you absolutely, under no circumstances, have sex? The children's playground, graveyard, church bathroom, parents' bedroom. I don't have sex in the parents' bathroom, a bedroom. I have sex at the church bathroom.
Oh, you out of pocket.
I'll have sex at the graveyard, but I'm not having sex in the children's playground.
Well, I'm going to have sex in the mosque, though. That's what I'm saying before praying.
So you have to pick, one.
Well, I'm going to sleep in the mosque, though. At the end of church. What are you missing?
It was only one of
them. Three of them. Oh. Not the children's playground.
I definitely won't have sex in the playground because I wouldn't want no kids catching me.
That's nasty.
So, yeah.
That's nasty.
Your spouse, okay, here come one. Your spouse loves you, or repeat, but they love masturbation more than sex with you. What do you do? Do you have more sex with yourself to supplement? Hell no, I'm not doing that. Then I'm a cheat? Nope. Help them so they involve you somehow. Help them. If they masturbate, help them so you can be involved with it. Or D, wait for them to want sex with you. No, I'm even dumb. If I have to pick one of these, it would be C. Yeah. If you're going to masturbate, then I'm coming over here and help you masturbate. Right. I'll do that. What best describes your feelings about threesomes? Not my style. Been there, done that. Would be a dream come true. Wouldn't you try if I can choose the third wheel?
Why you put it over there? You an
asshole. You ain't hear this question.
I know you. You give me something to drink, so I'm kind of partial.
You get on my damn nerves. What best describes your feelings about a threesome? A, not my style. B, been there, done that. C, will be a dream come true. D, willing to try if I can't choose the third wheel. You ever had a threesome, Dom?
Yeah.
Well, you liked it?
Yeah.
So, you've been there, done that for you, and that's something to do. For me, it's really not my style.
You want
one? Nope. Sometimes I think about it if I can choose the partners, but then I don't think I'll be able to go through it.
Why?
I don't know. You visit your partner's house, who immediately goes down on you. You then see his, her 2-year-old staring. What do you do? Stop your partner. Try and pretend the baby isn't there. Mm-hmm. Slowly moving things out of eyesight of the baby. Or enjoy yourself. Yeah, for 5 fucking minutes. I'ma stop. I'm not gonna continue having sex and the little child looking at me. Huh? You at my house and I had a 2-year-old and my 2-year-old saw you going down on me. What you gonna do?
I'm stop.
Yeah, right. Why would you keep going?
I'm about to
yes.